Our friend Congressman Peter Welch, the only congressman in all of Vermont. He's been in office since 2007. Welcome our good friend Peter.
Good to be with you, Alan.
So, of course, you know, it's a week later or so, but people are still talking about the Trump-Putin summit. Will it last, or is this one of those things that will just fade away as the next insult happens?
No, this won't fade away. You know, there's two ways to look at what the president did with Mr. Putin. One is just the appalling display of, in a way, presidential weakness in deference to a really bad guy in Trump being enamored with this autocrat. And that's bad enough. But there's something really much more substantial that's at stake. And we've got to have a little history, and it's important for us to remember this. You know, we had World War I, and only 20 years later, we were in the worst world war in the history of the world. And out of the ashes of that war, when the United States and the Allies won, there was a decision that was made by our leaders. And basically, that was to try to construct institutions that would serve the cause of peace. And they successfully did that. And we've had peace, largely, no world war, for several generations. And that what took a lot of effort. It was Republicans and Democrats. It was people who were committed to the cause of peace, and they knew that there was always a possibility for autocrats, as we saw in World War II, dictators, to disrupt that peace and cause immense pain. They created these institutions. It was the World Trade Organization. It was NATO. It was a concerted effort, and it's worked well for us. Not to say that we don't have to make improvements in them or reform them or get a fair share of military contribution from our allies. But fundamentally, what Trump is displaying with his conduct, insulting Canada, insulting Theresa May, insulting NATO, and then really doing an appeasement a visit with President Putin, is a historical ignorance of the absolute essential role that these institutions have played, and America has played, in the day-to-day work of maintaining peace. That's really what's most alarming, not just the kind of presidential bad behavior that we saw on display.
Peter Welch, there are an awful lot of people who have, you know, conspiracy on their minds. The Russians have something on Trump, because otherwise, why would he be disinclined to listen to his own advisors, his own Republican advisors, and all the people who are around him? You know, people are suggesting maybe they have something on him. What do you think of that?
Well, that's why the Mueller investigation is so important, because the Mueller investigation is doing whatever can be done to find out what evidence may exist to show that the Russians do or don't have something on President Trump. I mean, what is amazing is that, of course, Trump's campaign manager is indicted. He's going to be going to trial. His former national security advisor, Mr. Flynn, has been indicted. So people very much in the Trump orbit clearly have something to account for and have been indicted. So there's a lot of smoke there. But I actually think that it's not the conspiracy theory is not the place to go. It's the national security issue that's so important for all of us. And whatever may or may not be the case about some of these conspiracy theories, the destruction of these institutions, NATO, really challenging our allies on trivial things like Canada, like England, that is completely destructive of American leadership. And what the president seems to think is that when he talks America first, by the way, every country obviously takes as its primary responsibility the well-being of its own citizens. It's not so much America first, it's America alone. And America has always been much more successful in achieving its goals when it's had allies. So why mistreat your allies and embrace your adversaries? And that's the Trump strategy.
But the Trump strategy is also the Putin strategy. That's what's so interesting about all of this. I mean, Putin is trying to sow chaos. Obviously, the problems that would incur if there was no NATO. This is all on Putin's plate, and it does seem interesting that it's the same thing on our president's plate.
Well, in that sense, there's an analogy. But for the president to go from his domestic agenda to an international agenda, where he's sabotaging our institutions, our allies, and embracing Putin, when Putin, you know, just recently, right, they killed those people, tried to kill those people with nerve agents in England. They invaded Crimea. They are very aggressive in military ways in the Ukraine. They've played a very negative role in advancing the Syrian conflict. I mean, there's a lot of blood on the hands of Mr. Putin. And why President Trump would be showing such solidarity with him, such enjoyment of being in his company, such denial in disrespect displayed with Putin towards our FBI, towards our CIA, all our intelligence agencies, it's not so much mystifying. It's just dangerous. It's really dangerous.
You mentioned Mr. Mueller, Bob Mueller, a little while ago, and there I've said from the very beginning, listen, I think I know something about Trump. I know that when all else fails, when he's in a corner, he's gonna try to fire Mueller. What do you think?
That could happen. And my view, if that happened, that's an impeachable offense. That would be obstruction of justice. And my hope is that some of my Republican colleagues, after this display in Helsinki, would join us on legislation to prevent the president from firing Mueller. And my hope is that with all of the outcry from so many of us here, as much as the president wants to get rid of the Mueller investigation, he's very explicit about that. he'll know the consequences of that could be catastrophic for him.
So far, the Republicans have been not cooperating with your idea of some kind of legislation that would prevent the firing of Mueller. Is there ever a time these guys are going to come around?
You know, it's unclear, but I think that what the president did with Helsinki, it reminds me a little bit of what the president did when he started taking kids from parents on the southern border. It was just so shocking that there was a bipartisan reaction. And we're seeing very strong statements of condemnation. Think about Senator John McCain, who spoke so bluntly. Even Paul Ryan gave, a strong statement of condemnation. So I think that this presidential embrace of Putin has crossed a line that's disturbing Republicans so much that they're speaking out.
It's one thing to speak out, and we only have a minute left, but it's another to do something. And as you suggest, Mueller has to be protected.
Well, that's right. And I think the Republicans should join us. First of all, I'd like to see us have a resolution in support of our allies, in support of our military, in support of our intelligence services, which in effect would be a repudiation of everything Trump said at Helsinki. I'd like to see the Republicans do that. I think it would be good for the country, and I think it would be sobering for President Trump. There's a lot of anxiety among my Republican colleagues because many of them are in districts that are still very hardline supporters of President Trump. So they're weighing the political options. But this is existential for the country. This is not your everyday back-and-forth political debate. It's about rule of law. It's about maintaining these institutions that are absolutely essential for stability and peace for the next generation.
Congressman Peter Welch, our good friend, Democrat at large, in office since 2007, as I have said so many times, the only congressman from Vermont. Peter, when we come back the next time, let's talk about Supreme Court.
Okay.